episode of Central Coast Uncorked. It's Shanice here, and also
Jamie. And also, if you recognize this same music, it's because we are at the same restaurant as the last episode.
We are trying to get all of the recording out of the way.
Hopefully it's not too distracting for you guys, but
you know,
the bread's really good, so we had to come here.
We are very excited for you to listen to the audio from our next visit, which was Autry Cellars.
It was a surprise. It was a surprise for sure. Like, I had never even heard of Autry Cellars, even though I've driven by it like a million times and just didn't know. Not a place for a group.
No.
But great wine. I feel like a little, like a hidden gem.
Of wine.
Of wine.
Not of anything else.
Not of anything else.
Yeah.
We will tell you more about that afterwards.
Yeah.
I feel like you just gotta go with us.
Yeah.
Go with us on this one.
Yeah. You know, you just have to listen,
and hopefully,
I think it really encapsulates the experience very well.
And I just really hope that, like, by this episode, which is what, our third, so
yes,
but you know, I'm hoping that you guys are kind of trusting our taste a little bit more.
Yeah,
because this is
it's a blind trust fall.
It really
on this
is.
One.
It is, but we will catch you, I promise.
Yeah, yeah. So we will let you get to it, enjoy the episode, and we'll catch up with you after.
We basically make white wine for red wine drinkers.
Oh, cool. So
this is grown up in the Paso area, a little warmer area. Mm-hmm. It's a fully mature grape bringing in apricot and honey flavors. It backs away mm-hmm. from the pineapple and grapefruit a bit. It's still there. Apple, melon, pear, and peach as well. We crush it. We give it up to 24 hours skin contact, primary fermentation only, brand new American oak aging.
Okay.
I think this is maybe 14 months. This is a 2014. And so,
that's nice.
It's a very different wine. It's much bigger and richer, and as a result, it's going to pair with many more foods than a white traditionally does.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to try a steak with it. It actually works.
Oh, wow. Cool.
I can see that.
Thank you.
This reminds me of those aged whites that we got at that wine sale.
Yeah.
Like, it has more weight to it.
Yeah, it has more body. It's not just, like, crisp and I feel clean is like the wrong word, but it's not just crisp and tart. It's definitely has more of those like sweeter, like honey, more ripe notes.
Interesting. I kind of like this place. It's really like funky and clearly like a one man show.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of digging it. I wouldn't want to roll up here in a limo.
Right. It's very small, you guys. There's like a patio out there, but that's still small.
Definitely.
It's not like
I definitely think this guy's single.
He has a really big orange cat outside that he told us about right when we first pulled up.
Which I mean,
it's beautiful.
It's really cute. Actually, I'm sitting below it. I can look up and see the cat. I'm enjoying this wine.
I am too. I'm like pleasantly surprised.
I feel like it's the exact opposite of what we just had, and this like keeps going. Like I'm still tasting it, and it's been a minute since I took a sip. Well, I enjoyed that very much.
Yeah. So he has a Malbec, which I'm really interested in tasting.
I see what you mean about the label.
Oh, the other one. Like, these are actually generally cleaner than the ones I saw online.
You guys, I don't know what I did and I don't know how to turn it off.
Yeah, there we go. So the ones I saw online were like multicolored.
Oh.
But these ones are actually like cleaner. Still though.
There's
I'm guessing he's a musician.
Yeah.
There's pictures of him in his band. You're not gonna want to come here in a group. There's not a lot of seating.
No, not at all.
So our next wine is a rosé.
Ooh.
it's a blend. So we take a little bit of each of the red wines that we do each year, ferment them separately, and then put it all together.
Okay.
And so it's a jumble of things.
Cool.
In this case, it's 42% Malbec, 29% each Primitivo and Merlot.
Wow.
24-hour skin contact, bone dry. Hmm. So it's not a sweet rosé or any of that. And being that it's made from fully mature grapes, those grapes have got something to give. Where a lot of rosés are made from less ripe grapes, and there's not enough flavor in there, so that when you ferment and you get rid of the sugar, there's not enough sweetness in there to even recognize the flavors anymore. That's why rosés are often back sweetened a little bit. And this is big, fully ripe, robust grapes, so they got plenty to give. They don't need the residual sweetness. It will screw it up, as a matter of fact. For the name, we go back to New Orleans jazz or Dixieland jazz, where instead of individuals taking solos and trading around, everybody goes crazy all at once. And the name of that style is group improvisation. Here we have every wine in the house going crazy at the same time. The name of the wine is group improv.
I like it.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing wine?
19 years.
Oh, wow.
Went commercial in 2007. I sold winemaking supplies for 8 years at a little place called Doc's Cellar.
Okay.
At the end of Capitolio. And so I worked with about 1,500 people in the area that made wine. And at this point, some of the people we mentored, probably 10 or 15 of them, either own wineries or they're the winemaker for major wineries.
Wow.
And so had a little influence in the area over the course of time. If I could just influence these fruit flies to
me. They like the wine too.
It's winter already. They're supposed to be gone.
They've been in Cambria a lot too.
Oh, the tools of my trade. Right,
not what I was expecting.
I like it.
I like it a lot. Yeah.
It's really a fun little rosé. Mm-hmm. I've been enjoying that.
Yeah, it's very different.
And the thing about it, I mean, it's great on its own, but I'm finding it to be an absolutely universal food pairing wine.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, because I guess it has more orange than pink than it used to. I don't know what I was expecting, but not bad. It's very good.
It's really good. I think that sometimes, he was saying that, sometimes rosé, can kind of be flavorless.
Yeah, for
which
sure.
Which is great, in the summertime when you are hot and you just want, a little tinge of flavor. But this is nice.
Yeah, I'm enjoying that. It has way more depth than most rosés.
Absolutely.
I feel like
I feel like this might be a hidden gem.
It might be, yeah. I'm curious to see the reds. Because the white and rosé have been very intriguing.
Yeah, we're bringing you cutting edge stuff.
That's right. You heard it here.
Yeah. This guy's going to blow up. Not literally. Let's hope not.
If it does, don't come looking at us. We're innocent.
But so far, we are
pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. The rosé was very interesting. Like, when he was describing it, I was like, excuse me?
Yeah.
But the name is fitting, Group Improv.
It does not seem like a rosé.
No.
If I didn't know and I closed my eyes and drank it, I would be really confused.
Yeah.
It probably helps, too, that neither the white or the rosé have been chilled.
Yes.
They're basically a chilly room temperature.
Yeah, it's, yeah,
and
maybe
that
in the
60s. And that always, changes the flavor, too, which I kind of like.
And that's not, a light rosé. That's 14%.
That's probably why it has, the
yeah.
Definitely don't want to come here when you're in a hurry.
Yeah. I mean, this is, a chill, laid-back Sunday afternoon.
So our Pinot Noir is up next. That one's grown. First of all, the first two wines that you had here are grown by Paul Huber at Stillwater's Vineyards in Creston.
Oh, have just recently started drinking Stillwater's wine, and it's quite tasty. One of my clients has given me a couple bottles.
Yeah.
And very good.
So Paul was one of my home winemakers.
Okay.
And so next thing I know, he's got this fabulous vineyard, and the guy turns out to be an absolute genius in the field. The poor guy does not know how to grow a bad grape. That's the kind of guy I like to buy grapes from.
Right.
So we buy all of our grapes. You know, I do have an estate vineyard that's right there by the picnic table.
That's perfect.
So, six vines. And so other than that, we supplement with a few grapes that we have. Paul is my main supplier of grapes right now. So I do like eight different varieties for him.
Nice.
But the Pinot here, this comes from here in Edna Valley. It's right back behind Orchid Road Cellars, about a half a mile.
Okay.
And behind all the other vineyards. And the unique thing about this is that it's a dry crop Pinot. So if God doesn't water it, nobody does. And that's going to drive the roots deeper into the volcanic bedrock at the base of the ridge back there and pull out more earth and mineral. Dark cherry, lots of cedar, caramel, and vanilla from French and American oak.
Thank you.
That smells very Pinot-y.
Yeah.
It's kind of a unique expression of Pinot.
Ooh.
A little more structural and robust.
That's really nice.
Yeah. Yes. Not so much your bubblegum Jolly Rancher
Mm-mm.
Pinot.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. You guys, this is just like a pleasant surprise. I'm really glad we stopped here.
Me too.
Really good Pinot.
Interesting Pinot. I like that I'm drinking out of a Justin Vineyard winery.
I'm drinking out of Tascadero Wine Festival, and it even has the marker of how far you're supposed to pour.
Perfect.
So, can't go wrong.
I do kind of, like, I mean, definitely not the best view, but I'm not hating it either. The broke down lawn furniture really kind of works, actually. And this cat, like, how did that cat get up there?
I know.
He jumped from the railing.
Oh, man, that's a high
that
jump.
That is. He's athletic.
Yeah.
But I think you can't see it from in here without sticking your head out the window, but there's an electrical box just
so he gets a little.
So I think he two-stepped it.
That would do it.
Next up is our 2013 Zinfandel, and this grows out east of Lake Lopez, about 5 miles.
Okay.
So you go out to Lopez, and just before you hit the kiosk, you turn right and go 5 more miles.
Yeah, I live out there.
Okay, 2 miles beyond Sausalito Canyon.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So if you run out of pavement, you went a quarter mile. It's the Tres Niños Vineyard. Get out of her ass.
A little extra protein never hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went to a dinner and they made me eat ants that wasn't an ant. So.
Where?
What's success? There was definitely like a worm in my salad and he was like, oh, ants are a delicacy. And I was like, this isn't an ant, but okay. If you're gonna.
You know, they're charging.
If you're gonna guarantee
$40 corkage fee to bring your own wine there now.
Well, because they are selling wine.
At Six Tuscogee. I know, but most restaurants sell wine. With a $15, $20, $25 corkage fee.
And a lot of them for local wine.
They waive it, yeah. $40, I feel like that was really high.
Especially because they were BYOB for like ever.
And that was like my only disappointment there. Was that wine situation. Excuse me. This guy, they were in Grover. This guy turned
Arroyo.
His...
They were in the village of Arroyo Grande,
back
behind, and he did it out of his parents' garage, and he was doing a tasting menu, and then now he has a place opened up in Tin City.
Like La Pointe?
It was like Tally Ho.
Tally Ho,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and there's a carpet place back there somewhere right near there, too, isn't there?
Maybe.
I
have no idea. Yeah, but yeah.
It was in a residence.
Right.
Yeah.
Garage kind of a setup.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
This is my least favorite.
Every time I'm like, man, our palettes are like so on point because, or in sync because this is my least favorite. Yeah, I don't need to drink anymore. It has like a.
Okay, that said.
Licorice-y.
It's possible, too, that it has been open too long.
Possible.
Because it has like a little tinge of that like vinegariness that you get when you should have finished the bottle last night.
Yeah, I don't have that problem.
Well, me either, but theoretically.
I don't know what a bad bottle of wine tastes like.
I've only had a couple corked bottles.
I had one when I was like 18 and I don't remember what it tasted like. Because I knew nothing about wine and I was like, this is good. And the person I was drinking it with was like, this is bad. Like, what happened to the wine? And I was like, oh, it sat in my car when it was 105 outside. And they're like, yeah, that would do it. Look how far I've come.
You're also legal to drink now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had just a couple, mostly from Sammy Inez.
Oh, really?
And they were all so cool about it. Like, one place, I was like, I have this bottle, I think it's corked, and they sent me two replacement bottles.
Really?
Like, unexpectedly, didn't ask for it, just wanted to let them know in case it was, like, a problem, and they were, like, so
quality
cool about it.
Quality assurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the only one I think I've had that was bad. I've had, like, some bottles that I left open, like, too long, but I never tasted them until now. And maybe I should, that way I would know.
Yeah.
Because when you pour them out, they kind of smell good, so.
True.
Malbec.
Nice.
Another Paul Hoover grape.
Generally speaking, I enjoy Malbec.
Me too.
And this one is the 2012. So this is about half and half Paul Hoover and Ancient Peak Santa Margarita Vineyard.
Oh, okay.
And it turns out that 12 was... one of those years where things kind of shut down early and the rains hit early. And it was also kind of a bigger year.
I feel like 12 was a great year for Paso.
So at any rate, they picked a little earlier than I would prefer, which makes the Margarita Malbec express itself a little differently than the other. But put the two together, you get more complexity.
Mm-hmm.
And my bins are a little bit bigger than most folks, and they're not used to working with the gray bins. And so they just loaded them up. So my ton weighed 3,400 pounds. And then Paul Weaver, oh, Stevie, I had more grapes than I thought. You can have 3,000 pounds.
Oh.
So I was hoping to get 4 barrels. I wound up with 9.
Wow.
So we're still pouring 2012. There's a bunch of them.
When are you open? Every day or just weekends?
I'm only open on the days that end in Y.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, now, since I'm a Beatles fan, that's 8 days a week. 11 to 5 every day.
Okay.
So,
cool.
Christmas and Thanksgiving are like the only 2 days I'm closed.
Okay, nice.
So,
well,
the 4th of July, everybody's dug in down at the beach drinking beer.
Right.
You know, it's kind of pointless, but so I think... This last year, I was around in the morning for a little bit, and then I locked the door and took off.
I don't think anyone.
No.
I honestly, I don't even think about places being open on holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, people travel.
Yeah.
And so, it's surprising how many people I get for Easter.
Yeah.
You know, I've had actually stayed open and had some pretty good Easter traffic because
a lot of the
wineries are closed. And so it concentrates what's going on in the area on the few that are open.
For sure.
I like this a lot.
Yeah, Malbec is one of my favorites.
I enjoy that one.
Yeah, I feel like it's easy drinking.
Yeah.
Moving on to your Petite Syrah. Petite's my flagship. It's our biggest, richest wine and the one we make the most of because instead of getting tons, we get an acre. And whatever happens on that acre winds up here, and it's usually around 4 tons, which is way too much for this little winery. So we play with it. We do various things. Sometimes it winds up in the rosé. Sometimes winds up in the... We save some of it, set it aside, and make our ruby port out of it.
Super dark color.
And sometimes I sell some of the grapes. That rumble you're hearing?
Is that the train?
No, that's the jet taking off at the airport.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yes.
Man, I would have been waiting for the train to come by.
Well, it will, but that's not what you're hearing.
What do you think?
I feel like on the front end, I get my hopes up, and then on the back end, they kind of fall a little bit. But it's good. But, I feel like I go up and then down real quick.
It doesn't have a long finish. I would expect a longer finish.
We're going to wrap it up with our Petite Syrah-based Ruby Port.
Very, very light.
Called Forte, which means loud and in your face.
I like it. I really like your names.
It's a ruby, so Which is different than tawny. Ruby is about the fruit. Tawny is much older grapes with prune and raisin flavors and lots of sugar and alcohol. with the ruby, because it's about the fruit, if the residual sugar gets too high, it's going to overwhelm the fruit and bury it. So this is lower than most ports, at about 5% residual sugar. Definitely sweet, just not stupid sweet.
Okay.
And so a lot of people tell me they don't like port, but they like this one.
So, yeah, it doesn't look like super thick and syrupy right. as you're pouring it.
And it's, right. A lot of ports go as high as 15%,
yeah.
which is just crazy. Soda Man, Pop's 12.
Epic made one a couple years ago that was so sweet. It was like, it was way too much.
So that works nicely with strongly flavored cheeses, especially blue cheese, and pretty much any dessert you want to throw at it.
That is for a part that's very pleasant.
It's like, I want to keep drinking more.
It's got all these
different for everybody.
A lot of times you don't, because it's kind of our
concept. Okay. Real bad. Okay.
Whoa.
You guys.
An experience.
It was an experience. I don't think it was necessarily a bad experience.
I feel like this is definitely a don't judge a book by its cover.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure.
Don't look at the wine label and judge it. Don't look at the building and judge it.
Don't look at the winemaker and judge it.
Don't look at the driveway and judge it.
Let
him take you down the tasting flight.
He's adorable.
He is. He's really sweet. He knows all about his wines, obviously.
That he does.
And, you know, I would say it's probably not a great place for groups. Like, don't take a bunch of people here.
Don't bring your kids here.
Don't bring kids.
Like.
Maybe a dog that's okay with cats.
Yeah, the cat was definitely, like, that's his love.
Yeah.
So.
And he had a picture of a different cat in the wine tasting room, so. I don't know what that's about. But anyway, don't bring kids, don't bring groups, maybe like one other person.
Not a picnic. You don't want to hang out here. You just want to drink some wine. Like, good wine, interesting wines.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure who I would recommend to come here.
I don't know either. I'm really glad that we stopped in. Now,
I feel like I would recommend that we come here.
Right. So if you have bangs and red hair and glasses, you should stop it. Just kidding. You know, like, if you're interested in, like, seeing every single, like, if you want to get off the beaten path.
And if you want to see, like, what one person can do with grapes from a few different areas.
Yeah.
I feel like this was a really good representation of that.
Yeah.
Like, he had grapes from Santa Margarita, grapes from Templeton, grapes from Paso.
Grapes from Rio Grande.
He's making them in Edna and, like, putting his own spin on it.
Yeah.
And if you want to know about airplanes, he's got that knowledge too.
Yeah, he can tell you what airplane is landing or taking off at any given moment.
Yeah.
Which is great.
But, I feel like if someone came in and was like, here's $100,000, spruce this place up, it would be a game changer.
It would.
I enjoyed it. I gotta say, I did. I enjoyed it. I don't know that I'd want it to be my first stop.
No.
Like, I wouldn't
It's a weird first stop because you kind of have to already be loosey-goosey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you have to be enough to appreciate the quirkiness of
it. Yeah, it's very quirky.
But it's good.
Yeah.
That Malbec was, I think, my favorite.
Yes.
That said, I might be, like, as soon as I see 12 on anything, like, I feel like I already love it.
For not being in the industry or, like, you know, saying that you're a zero level sommelier, like, you're pretty knowledgeable about the wine region here.
I drink a lot.
Well,
I go wine tasting a lot. I know what I like.
We have it.
No, but you know, we're out and about enough. Like, Kurt and I go wine tasting, like, when we're like, oh, what should we do today? We don't have anything to do. It's like, oh, well, let's go wine tasting. And you start to pick up, like, oh,
vintages that you
I
like.
Really enjoy this 12. I have a whole collection. I have a whole shelf in my, like, wine fridges of only 12s that I've
Maybe
collected.
I should start organizing my wine by vintage instead of, like, by winery, because that's how I organize it currently.
I have mine by winery, but then I have, like, a secret stash of 12s that I'm hoarding.
You naughty, naughty Sorry, girl.
Yeah. There is no naughty to naughty, though, because that's not good. 12, 14, 16, doesn't matter. Thank you.
hope you enjoyed that episode at Autry Cellars.
I hope it was as entertaining for you as it was for us, although I don't think that's possible, because it was pretty entertaining.
You really need the visual effect to go with it.
You know, you guys, I didn't even take pictures there, because I felt like it wasn't fair to the wine to take pictures.
No.
Like, you pull in, and it's, like, right by the train tracks, mm-hmm. and there's no real parking lot with, like, a bunch of
old cars
just, like, laying around.
That clearly were not people visiting.
No. And then, like, there's, like, this weird cobweb-infested patio with, like, old plastic patio furniture. Like, I don't even know how to describe it, you guys. It is such a hodgepodge. Like, and then you go inside, and it's...
And it's like a warehouse building.
It is. It's clearly where he makes and stores the wine, which is cool, but it definitely doesn't have, like, the refined, polished...
Like of Tin City, that, you know, like...
Yeah. Or, like, Center of Effort. Uh-huh. Like, their barrel room tastings are beautiful. This is not beautiful. This is not even, like, classy. It's really not. It's a little trashy in the best way. Like, yeah. I say that, and I don't mean that as, like, an insult at all.
Yeah.
And I thought the wines were great. His rosé was so interesting.
I know. It was very interesting.
Like, it kind of blew my mind as far as rosés.
Yeah.
It really...
It kind of ruined, like, when we drank that other rosé from a different winery later.
That was weird.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It was not as good.
Yeah.
But the wines were really good. I didn't take any home, but I wish I had taken a bottle of that rosé home.
Yeah, me too.
I think we were just so hungry by the end.
Yeah, I just had food on my mind and also, like, trying not to spend too much money so my husband doesn't divorce me.
Yeah, but...
Not that
we hope
would.
That doesn't happen.
That's not going to happen. Yeah. But he would definitely
be stressed
out. It's
been less
than
a year, so we could call you the next Kim Kardashian.
We're in saving mode, so spending, trying not to. But no, I felt like that place was great. I thought I can't think of the guy's name, the winemaker, owner, manager, everything, like one-man show.
Bill, Steve?
He was great.
Like that.
I thought he was very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
And he was, like, personable. And I thought he was really cool.
Yeah.
Just don't ask him about AT&T.
Oh, yeah.
Because that did not go well for him. Don't do it.
Yeah. Don't do it. AT&T, watch out. He's coming for you.
But I think it's a stop worth making if...
In small groups.
In very small groups. Yeah. Like, I feel like 4 people there would be pushing it.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're just looking for, like, somewhere with some good, interesting wine... Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's a good spot.
Like, if you want to get off the beaten path a little bit and not do the typical, like, Sexton, Edna Valley Vineyards, Baileyana route, like, add in Autry, see what you think.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a fun stop.
It is. And I feel like the rosé and the dessert wine both really surprised me and stand out in my mind. And I, as a rule, not a dessert wine fan, but his
was
good, and like I said, it was interesting. Like, it made me think. All of his wines, like, made me think.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, no, I think it is a special stop that you make, you know, not every single time you're out, and definitely not with every single group that you go with.
And not,
but
like, don't go there if you're trying to impress someone.
Go with wine nerds.
Yeah.
Don't
go there, like, when you're trying to show someone a beautiful time in Edna. Don't do that. But go there if you're like, oh, you're into wine, you've seen a bunch of the pretty stuff, you don't care about that, like, you're just looking for something to, like, engage your mind and your palate and all of that stuff, then for sure stop at Autry.
Yeah. So I think that was, I think that was all of our thoughts.
It was really, overall, I give it a good. I did not go to the bathroom there, so I don't know what that was.
I don't know that he had a bathroom.
Well, yeah, I hope not, because I'm afraid of what it might look like.
Probably had cats in it.
Probably. Oh, yeah, there's a cat.
Yeah. Yeah, and pictures of cats.
Yes, all over.
Yeah.
He's a big fan.
So, don't go if you're allergic to cats.
I was okay.
Okay, you'll be okay.
But yeah, you know, check it out. Do yourself a favor and check it out. It's good.
Well, we hope that you guys enjoy the episode, and that if you do visit Autry, that you enjoy your experience as much as we did.
And definitely try the rosé.
Yes, the rosé is where it's at. Now, to switch gears a little bit, if you aren't following us on Facebook or Instagram, why not? Please
why
follow us.
Why not? Get the crunk out of here. That was a flashback to episode 1 if anybody missed it.
You should go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
We need you to follow us because we need you to tell us where to go next.
Yeah, you guys, tell us like what you want, where you want us to go. Although I did hear about a great recommendation from a client that involves wine and cheese and Italian food.
Oh,
so that is coming soon because I am dying to go there. I'm not going to tell you where though. You have to listen. You have to find out.
Yeah.
Work for it.
So give us a follow and then comment and let us know if there's somewhere in particular you'd like us to visit. Maybe somewhere you've been wanting to try out, but maybe you're scared to or you just don't have time. We can go and give them the thorough run through.
Yes. through. Not down.
And also check out the website when you get a chance, www.centralcoastuncorked.com. We are still working on the curated wine list and wine guides, but...
Yeah, we have to go to the places
first. We have to go to the places
first.
Give
it time, people.
It's a lot of wine to drink, but someone has to do it.
I'm willing to sacrifice.
Well, we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Have a good one.